This is international speaker, author, entrepreneur, Wayne Scherer. This is the Wayne Scherer Show. And be in your destiny. How are you doing on being your destiny? Are you ready to be working from home? Do you want to be free of your job? Do you want to be on the road to you determining your own outcomes and your own security and living the life of your dreams? Is that where you're going in life? If you are, then you're in the right place. The Wayne Scherer Show is all about being your destiny and living the life of your dreams. Now, today we'll talk about... today we will talk about something that I know everyone that spent any time at all trying to build a business organization online in multi-level marketing or affiliate marketing has an immense amount of trouble doing. All right? But before I reveal that to you, let me ask you this, please. Before we get started, you go, this is really simple. It takes, you know, a matter of a little seconds. You go to WayneScherrerShow.com, WayneScherrerShow.com, and click the like button in the upper left corner of the screen there. All right, the Facebook like button. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for doing that. Thank you very much. I know that you're taking the time right now as you listen to do that, so I appreciate that. And let's move on now. Let's talk about something very important and a source of frustration, major frustration for just about everybody I've ever seen that started a business online, working multi-level marketing or affiliate marketing, or even in a company that requires you to build sales teams of any kind, and that is motivating your team. How do you motivate your team into action? All right, right up front. you may even want to quit, but I'm not gonna hold out on you this time. You can't motivate your team, all right? It's not possible. People's motivations come from within. They have to want something. They have to want something more than they breathe in order to sustain a motivation to do things, okay? So that sounds okay. How do I make them do that? Well, you can't. But you can inspire them. So that's really what you have to work on, is are there ways to inspire them? And of course there are. They're very simple ways to inspire your team into action. You know, in the Navy, I found when I was when I was a young officer, that I could inspire my division even to be the best, even in the worst jobs, by simply leading by example. Okay, leading by example. So what does that mean? Well, some people think that's writing some things on paper and telling people what to do, and then telling them that you do it. And that's not leading by example. That's pretending to lead by example. And you could be seen right through, all right? Now, some people manage to rise up doing that by, you know, kissing the back ends of whoever's ahead of them and lying about what they did and stealing things from their coworkers and stuff like that. And that sort of thing happens. It happens in the Navy, happens in corporations, happens in business, happens in real life, all right? Don't get hung up on that. Those are excuses for you not to become a real leader in your organization. If you want to have a multi-level organization or affiliate organization that grows, then you have to realize you're going to have to inspire them. So how do you do that? Well, online, you don't have many opportunities to work like it did in the Navy hand in hand. So what did I do in the Navy, again, was I started working directly with my people. You know, the officers typically had some sort of office and a ready room where they did their things related to flying in the Navy. I wasn't a ship driver, but the ship drivers are actually worse at some of these things. And I spent plenty of time with them, so you ship drivers, don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. But the thing that tends to happen is because you're, as an officer, you have a lot of pressure to do a lot of stuff. Getting your qualifications in your aircraft to move ahead there, that the urge to go work directly with your people may be not quite as much as you want it to be. And I noticed quickly that most of the officers did not spend much time in the work centers they were in charge of. So I said to myself, self, I think this would work a whole lot better if I just work in the work center. So it wasn't a matter of me doing the in other people who worked for me job for them. It was a matter of me being there to guide them when they needed it and to know what they were doing and to be out and understand the problems and difficulties and things they needed to make their life easier and then make it happen. And I knew that about my people. I knew what they needed, I knew where to get it, and I knew how to, and I knew where I could, how to point them to the right places. When others said it couldn't be done, we were getting it done because I would find those things out. That was my job, to bridge the gaps. When somebody was throwing up roadblocks because, you know, in the Navy we use a rank structure, right? So because they were a young seaman, then and they were being given a hard time by some chief. Well, it was my job to go help figure out how to break down those things. I would go to that, wherever that roadblock occurred, usually another division on board the ship. The carrier's ship crew loved to throw up roadblocks for the air wing guys. So I would go find the division officer of whatever division was giving us a hard time and talk to him. And the chief that worked for me would go find the chief of that whatever division was giving a hard time and go talk to them. And we would come to some sort of agreement on how we would make sure that, you know, we didn't upset you, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, without having to do anything that was against the regulations or illegal. And so we didn't have to, you know, there were a lot of people that were doing things like trading boots and trading aviation clothing and stuff like that. We never had to do that because we were able to provide much more useful things that were helpful to other organizations as well in order to break down those roadblocks so we could point the young guys in the right direction so they could stay motivated to do their jobs. Because if they couldn't get the things they needed to do their job, then how could I expect them to be motivated to do it, especially if it was a really crummy job? And there's lots of crummy jobs that have to be done around a ship, I can assure you. And my first assignment was what is known as the first lieutenant. First lieutenant of the ship, in aviation squadron. Basically, when you get on board the ship, what you're responsible for is the people who work for you have to do all the maintenance of the fire equipment, take care of the berthings, take care of the heads, take care of all the needs of the sailors in their day-to-day living, do all the cleaning of the common spaces for both officers and enlisted. And there's nothing glamorous about that at all. So how was I supposed to keep people motivated to do that? The only thing I could do was make it as easy as possible and know what their needs were and work directly with them and not do it for them. But because it wasn't my job, it was understood that wasn't my job to do it for them, and it wasn't expected. As long as I knew what was going on and could solve the problems and get involved where things weren't going right and get them the recognition they deserved for doing extremely well. And that was leadership at its simplest point. So I just expanded upon that as I moved up when I became a division officer of a bigger division. All the previous division officers that had been there never worked in the shop. I proceeded to move my things into the shop and started working in that shop. Once again, I knew everything that was going on there. I knew what they needed. I knew what they were thinking. I could get in between the difficult spots and steer them straight when they're going down the wrong path before they ever got down it. And once again, I did not do their job for them. But because I was able to make it easier for them, they were able to be highly motivated to do well, because if I kept those barriers low and easy to get around or over, then they could look very good doing the maintenance on the aircraft that they were required to do, and they could do it in an exceptional way and be very proud of it and be very, very motivated to go out and do it, because they were inspired by the work that I and the chief did to keep them, to keep, you know, keep people out of their hair, make their job as easy as possible for them. We didn't do it for them though. Okay, so what does this mean to you? Well, that's your job as the leader of your affiliate team, your multi-level marketing team, your sales team, to do the same thing. Provide them a path. Show them that you use that same path. Demonstrate for them how it works. Guide them to the right places. Not do it for them. I assure you, this isn't the military, so people don't necessarily recognize that somebody isn't going to do it for you. And yes, I know there are people that want you to do everything for them. Well, don't, okay? That is not the way to get their business rolling. It is their business. They must do their sales, their lead generation, and all of that themselves. You can't do it for them, because you have to do it for your own business, plus guide your team as it grows. As you get more and more people that are more and more successful, you'll even have more and more people wanting to be in the team and then be in other people's downlines. But the bottom line is, you cannot make your downline do anything. You can only inspire them to. Some will get motivated quickly. Some will join and stay a while, not do anything, and suddenly get very motivated. Some will join and quit in 2 weeks, a few days. And you'll have no idea. It's like, why did you even join? Did you expect to be rich in 2 weeks or something? I don't know. So let's go to the realistic version of what it's going to really take. You need to talk about how long and how hard you worked about it with your team. You have to realize that, and I've done many interviews, and I know this from experience in anything I've done, that to be truly on the road to success, you have to be the person that was willing to commit your time day in and day out. All right? If you're willing to make a real commitment to your business for at least a year, but the reality is most people take about 3 years to get to the point where they freed up a lot of time. And if you're willing to make that commitment, then it will happen. All right? You have to find ways to be motivated. You have to accept the little, what you would probably right now, if you're just starting, we consider just the little successes as truly being big successes. Because as you add up these little successes, they grow into a mountain. And you have to find a way to be motivated by those successes and then pass that on to your team as a good sponsor, not a recruiter. Anybody can recruit people. You have to sponsor them. You have to lead them. A sponsor is a leader who has things in place to show people where to go, how to do them, and how to make things happen. That's what it's all about. You must inspire them. You are the one who actually goes out and meets people sometimes. You create systems. You have things in place to show people what to do and how to do them. You are the leader. Okay, once again, you're not doing it for them. You won't necessarily show them how to do everything either. Often you will just show them where to go to find out how to do it, because that's just the way it works. You can't possibly know everything how to. It's not the way of the world. You'll be very, very good at certain things, and you'll probably instruct people on how to do certain things that you are exceptionally good at. But you will also guide them to places where somebody else is even better at it than you are, and you're copying what they're doing. So you're going to show them to the same place and say, copy this right here. This is what I do. You copy that, and you'll succeed at whatever you're trying to do. But it's going to take a real commitment by your team to get there. It's not a 1 week, 2 week, 1 month, 3 month commitment. It's a 1, 2, 3 year commitment to truly build your business and get to the point of freedom. If your team members won't accept that as reality, then most those people will probably they'll probably not do anything, and they won't ever be motivated, because their motivation is actually to be making money in a matter of no time at all and be totally free in something that is irrational and illogical. And it can't, and all, and it's not that it can't happen, because it can. You can, in fact, be profitable in 30 days in 7-minute workout. Will you be free to do everything you want whenever you want in 30 days? No. But you can be profitable in 30 days, and that's possible. As a matter of fact, if you're truly motivated, you will be. But that isn't the same as achieving the complete freedom. It still may take you a year, 2 years, or 3 years to achieve the level of freedom you want. There's a lot of dynamics going into that. It's like, what level of freedom do you want? Where are you trying to go? All those things, we're not discussing that here. The bottom line is how do you make your team, how do you motivate your team to take action? And you can't. So you must inspire them by your actions and by what you're doing. And that's why, for my team, I created the Easy Lead Network, because I could put all the resources in one place. I could build the marketing funnels I use and give them to them. I could share what's working and what's not. I could provide a way where the team creates leads for each other, a cooperative lead system of free leads, and a way for them and you to manage your team and use the site as if it's your own site. Inside of Easy Lead Network, when a lead comes to you, it's your lead and only your lead, and I don't market to them. And the same will happen for you and for your downline members. So all those resources are in place. There's so much training in there that you won't have to search around the web to find people where to go. You'll be able to just point them inside the website where they go. To be a member of the Easy Lead Network team, you just need to be a reseller for Elite, for 7-Minute Workout, or the Pure Leverage, or the Power Lead System Funnel, or the Empower Network. That's it. That's all you have to do. And if you're a reseller for one of those four, then you get full Elite VIP access to the everything inside of the Easy Lead Network team. It's that simple. So I invite you to join the team. There's no obligation just by going and checking it out. It is an application form. We want to make sure that you're not wasting our time and we're not wasting your time. So the application's at easyleadnetwork.com, easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar, easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar. That's lead, L-E-A-D, easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar. Okay? I look forward to you joining the team. I want you on the team. I'll motivate you. Actually, I can't, but I'll inspire you, and I'll direct you in the right place, and I'll connect you with the right people, because I know them, and I've worked with the best. I've done work for the best. I've been trainers for the best, and now I want to be your sponsor and lead you on the path to success. Okay, thank you for joining me on the Wayne Scherer Show, and I'll see you next time on Being Your Destiny.